Welcome back to the ZCast podcast. Today, December 3rd, 2025, we are reviewing the latest block data, and we are seeing a distinct shift in flow metrics compared to the previous day's stabilization.
That's right, Neo. Yesterday, we noted a slight recovery in some privacy usage metrics, but looking at the 24-hour snapshot we have today, it appears the network has seen a general cooling, particularly in its privacy layer engagement. Where should we start this analysis?
Let's dive straight into the privacy flows, as this is where the most significant reversal occurred. Yesterday, we had a small net positive flow, meaning more ZEC entered the shielded pool than left it. Today, that has flipped dramatically. We recorded a total of 1,336 ZEC shielded, but 1,730 ZEC were deshielded.
So we are looking at a net negative privacy flow of approximately 393 ZEC. That's a stark change from the modest positive 66 ZEC flow we saw the day prior. What does this net outflow suggest about the capital currently being deployed on Zcash?
It suggests liquidity is being pulled out of the shielded ecosystem, at least temporarily. This could be motivated by several factors: profit-taking, movement to transparent exchanges, or internal reorganization of whale holdings. Crucially, the overall volume of privacy transactions is also down. Shielded transaction counts fell from 176 to 146, causing the percentage of shielded transactions to marginally drop to 2.62%. While this percentage decline is minor, the absolute drop in both shielding volume and count indicates reduced internal confidence or activity for privacy-preserving movements.
That reduction in overall activity seems to be reflected across the entire network's throughput as well. Looking at the broader metrics, we see a reduction in unique active addresses, falling from over 6,600 to 5,811 today. This indicates a broader decrease in daily utilization.
Exactly. The reduced participation is evident across all transaction size categories. If we look at the classification data, specifically whale activity, defined as transactions in the highest size bracket, we saw 1,277 whale transactions the previous day, but only 1,091 today. That's a nearly 15% reduction in high-value deep pocket movements. Total ZEC transferred also fell proportionately, dropping from 1.37 million ZEC to 1.23 million ZEC. The narrative for December 3rd is one of reduced volume and reduced engagement from the larger actors.
When we combine the lower whale activity with the net negative privacy flow, Neo, it paints a picture of larger holders becoming slightly less active, and perhaps some are choosing to make their remaining movements on the transparent layer or moving capital entirely off-chain.
Precisely. Now we must address the persistent anomaly in transaction fees, which provides a fascinating counterpoint to this cooling trend.
That's the outlier that always catches my eye. The median transaction fee remains negligible, sitting at about 4 to 5 cents USD, which suggests the vast majority of users pay minimal fees. But the average transaction fee today is still 761 USD. How do we reconcile low activity with such an astronomical average?
That average is purely driven by massive outliers. We observed a maximum transaction fee of 328,253 USD. While this is significantly lower than the maximum of $902,000 seen yesterday, its mere existence confirms that specific, extremely high-value, or specialized transactions involving massive fee burns continue to take place. These are not symptomatic of network congestion, given the estimated TPS is less than 0.07. They are isolated high-cost actions likely relating to major wallet reorganizations, compliance requirements, or specific protocol mechanics being utilized by institutional holders.
So, to summarize the 24-hour period ending December 3rd, we saw a clear contraction across the board. Lower active addresses, reduced overall volume, and, most critically, a decisive reversal in privacy usage, resulting in a net outflow of ZEC from the shielded pool.
That's an accurate synthesis. The cooling trend indicates a momentary pullback from high volume usage, especially from the larger entities. While the fundamental network health remains stable in terms of low median fees and functional throughput, we need to monitor the privacy flows closely. A sustained net deshielding trend would signal a significant shift in capital disposition, which we will track closely in our next update.
Neo, thank you for breaking down these metrics for us. We will certainly continue to monitor for any rebound or acceleration of these trends in the coming days.
My pleasure, Trinity.